If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with everybody today. And it is Tuesday, which means I'm with the man himself, Wayne Breezy. How are you, my friend?
Yeah. I'm great, man. We 2-0. I can't be any greater, you know? I had us at 1-1 early at the prediction of the season. I didn't think we'd get the first one in Seattle, but 2-0, baby. Let's go.
Man, I absolutely love it. Just got back late last night from Bourbon Street, New Orleans. Had a wonderful time. Cannot say thank you for, you know, all the birthday wishes people sent out there. The road trip was a huge success. I'm very thankful. You can hear it in the voice. But, you know, I got a little bit of sleep last night. I'm feeling like a normal human being for the first time in a few days. But the whole idea of today's show, you talked about the 49ers are 2-0. Like, we're going to get into how rare starting 2-0 is, how rare starting 2-0 on the road is, and the whole conversation today. How good is this 49ers team? Are they contenders? Are they in it? Or is this kind of a facade because of who you played? All those different things.
Nah. I hate that. I hate that caveat.
Get it.
Play who is on the schedule. You can't say the concept any given Sunday and then say, well, you played the Saints. No. They didn't ask to play the Saints. They didn't ask the Saints to suck last season. They didn't expect to suck last season either. So you take what's given to you exactly, and that's just how it is. And you got to prepare, and you got to find a way to win, especially on the road. At home, I'm expecting to win. On the road, you got to find ways to win the game by any means necessary. The Niners did that 2 weeks straight. I almost wish they were on the road again. I think they got this road warrior thing going on right now, you know. I'm all about band of brothers, bro. The best time for brothers to come together is on the road. Why? You get to learn each other. You get to figure each other out, the nuances, all those things. You get that on the road. At home, you go back to doing what you normally do. On the road, you're all you got.
Oh. Dude, I will say this. Like, it was cool. The Superdome was awesome. And you could hear Niners fans everywhere. And Saints fans, like, man, why are there so many 49ers fans here? Dude, it was cool. You heard Kyle talk about it. You heard Juwan Jennings talk about it. You heard, like, it matters when you're in the fourth quarter. Like, back-to-back games, fourth quarters on the road, the defense shuts them down. That's probably the biggest difference. If I'm going to be honest, the biggest difference between last season and this is what the defense is doing in the fourth quarter.
It's interesting because I still don't think the defense is shutting down and shutting teams down in the fourth quarter, but they're finding ways to win. Like, they're finding ways to close out the game, because in this game, there were tons of penalties that we got to talk about, right? Like, tons of penalties that should have not even allowed the Saints to even look like they were about to try to come back and win it. But there's certain things. Like, week one was week one. Week two had its own thing. We'll see what happens in week three. But I do believe that the defense is finding ways to close out the games. And, you know, maybe the stats are a lot different and, you know, have, you know, fourth quarter stats, but they are finding ways to close out games. I am watching teams drive down the field because they're giving up the dink and dunks. So you're expecting teams to move the ball, but they're not giving up the points, and they're finding ways to create or generate turnovers.
I like it. And you know, shout out to Josh Duval of the AP. He said the 49ers are now just the 17th team. This is across the entire NFL since 2002, since they realigned everything way back when we were in the Saints division before that, right? West. They're the 17th team to go 2-0 on the road to start the season. It's only happened 17 times.
Dang. Like, this is, it's tough, man. Like, I think Kyle Shanahan deserves a lot of credit putting these coaches together, getting his team finally having an opportunity to, like, get the coaches he wants in the building, interview guys, really get them on the same page. When you're winning, it's tough because you're going to lose coaches, and then you got to pick up people on the fly, and you typically go with guys you got within the system, and you're hoping that they don't, you know, skip a beat or whatever, and we see what happens. We went with Nick Sorensen last year on the defensive side, but I think Kyle Shanahan deserves a little bit more credit because he does get – he is in charge of picking his coaches, and that's where it starts, right? Like, you're seeing – young guys play well. They make mistakes, but they're playing well. Like, right? So yeah, that's coaching.
Yeah, the coaching aspect, man. It's just, ah, I freaking love it. I absolutely love it. Now, we got some super chats. Let's dive in here. Sorry, I'm missing some of these. 49ers throwback, thank you so much for the super chat. Don't forget to wish Jax a happy birthday.
Hey.
On Twitter, I saw Wayne's post. Jax is the best of the best. Hope you're feeling better. Just want to say thank you for all that you give to the community.
Happy birthday. One of
the most positive people out there. You are incredible. And look at this. Wayne, I've said Fred Warner was going to be the X factor.
Yeah.
Is he the best player on the 49ers team?
I think he's the best player in the NFL, right? Shit. Like, defensively, is there another factor that's more X than the Wooger? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, when Freddie's coming, it's tough, right? And it's like, for one, he's flying around the football field. You know, the forced fumble, that was great. Man, I watched Fred bat down two passes, man. I mean, the dude literally was sticky icky in coverage and dove like he was a mother freaking DB to get the PBU. How are we not talking about that part of Fred Warner? Like, the dude is just a different breed, and we've seen, John, you and I are the same age, so we've seen our share of linebackers, and minus the older set type style of linebackers, I think the era that we play football, that we watch football, those are linebackers, big ass pads, mean, talk all the trash, about maybe 6 feet tall, like 230, 240, some 250, like big, right? Making big hits. And then you get this version of the Fred Warner, the leaner, the faster, the quicker, the processing, the still makes big hits, still plays like he's in those old school bodies, play football. And the fact that he has the ability to cover, I think that just changes the game. Richard Sherman posted it. I said, I think Fred might go down as the greatest linebacker of all time if he keeps playing at this elite level. I mean, he's already on track for another all-pro season.
Yeah. Hey, I'll say this till I'm blue in the face, and I'm red in the face all the time, so I'm going to say it a lot. He's the best coverage linebacker in the history of the NFL already. And he's still got so much more to put out. And the fact that he's playing like he was last year before the ankle injury, just, oh, my gosh. I'm telling you right now. And, yeah, D Winters, you got to give it up for him, too. Playing some incredible football. So that linebacker room, shout out to Johnny Holland and, you know, Robert Saleh, all those things coming out. I mean, just unbelievable football taking place continuously. Oh, I'm very, very thankful. Right here, we got Jack Cooley. Appreciate you, man. Much love, guys. Happy birthday. John, thank you so much. How long is normal concussion protocol for my man, Juice? Concussion protocol is never normal, and it is always different for every single person because the way in which that you go through it, there is no – you have to go through the five stages, and so light sensitivity, headaches, all these different whatever, so it's always just kind of weird. You only play 10 plays. And not only was it Kyle Juszczyk, but you had three more players go into concussion protocol and out. You play in the Saints, man. There was some banging going on. So anytime there's a concussion game and it's a Sunday to Sunday game, I always put it at about 50%. And that's no scientific. It's a coin flip. You know what I mean? What are your thoughts? Hey, Kyle Shanahan talked about when Juice went out, they had to change their entire game plan because he was already filling in for George Kittle. So now you're filling in for the fill-in for the fill-in. You know what I mean? And so you're not getting Kittle back this week. You might get Kyle Juszczyk. That's a might.
Yeah, it all depends on if he clears the concussion protocol. I mean, it's a series of tests that they have to run. And by a certain day, we'll know if he's not going to play. And if I'm the Niners, I would be prepping without him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he's not practicing for a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would be prepping without him. And so, you know, you got Jake Tom just taking fullback snaps, right? I feel like this is where Ross Dwelly came in. If they can go back and get a Ross Dwelly, maybe. I don't know if he's allowed to sign to the Niners again. I don't know if he would want to. But he would play that kind of like H-back role. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But I wouldn't rush the concussion situation. We know how serious that is. I'm trying to figure out, and I hate doing this, but everybody does it. I really don't like doing this, but I don't know the play where he got dinged up. Like, I was looking through the film and I was trying to see he was in on a play. So currently he had to happen on a play he was no longer in on. So I'm trying to figure out when it might have happened.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. You and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Don't miss any of the excitement this season on Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Now, I played Prize Picks for over 3 seasons straight, and my favorite thing about it is just how easy it is. You pick more or less on 2-6 stat projections. If you get the picks right, you cash in. It's that easy. And Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 40-plus states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Some of the early week one things that you could put in on: Saquon Barkley, more or less than 1 rushing touchdown. Joe Burrow, more or less than 2.5 touchdowns. Josh Allen, more or less than 270 passing yards. You want to focus on 49ers? Guess what? They've got it loaded on there. Brock Purdy, more than 12 or less than 12 rushing yards. Christian McCaffrey, 71.5 rushing yards, more or less. You pick 2, you get it right, you get paid. Download the app today and use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ERS to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right.
Imagine a way to travel that feels personal, comfortable, and connected without the price tags and the sterile feeling of hotels or short-term rentals. That's exactly what Kindred provides. And whenever I think about traveling, like, I want it to feel like personal, effortless. Whenever I go on the road for all the 49ers Rush road trips, I've got so many things on my mind. Where I stay, I don't want to be one of them. So Kindred is a members-only home swapping network. It isn't a hotel. It isn't a short-term rental. It's a smarter way to travel where each stay feels like home. Plus, with Kindred, your home's your ticket. You earn hosting credits from fellow members and then use those credits to stay in over 220,000 homes in 100 cities worldwide. And if you apply now at livekindred.com and use code 49ers to join for free, you'll earn 5 nights of travel credit just for signing up. That's livekindred.com, code 49ers. Livekindred.com, code 49ers.
Emoji moment from Sadie, who writes, "I'm not crying, you're crying. This is what I said during my first appointment with my physician at Mochi, because I didn't have to convince him I needed a GLP-1. He understood, and I felt supported, not judged. I came for the weight loss and stayed for the empathy. Thanks, Sadie. I'm Myra Ahmed, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Sadie is a Mochi member compensated for her story.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key.
and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A mochi moment from Sadie, who writes, I'm not crying, you're crying. This is what I said during my first appointment with my physician at Mochi, because I didn't have to convince him I needed a GLP-1. He understood, and I felt supported, not judged. I came for the weight loss and stayed for the empathy. Thanks, Sadie. I'm Myra Amit, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Sadie is a Mochi member compensated for her story.
You got the practice. The good news is you have 1 week with Tonchus, with Braden Willis got it. We're still doing 13 personnel even after he was hurt. So, like, you were seeing Tonchus. You were seeing Willis. You were seeing Luke Farrell, who all played relatively well. Tonchus, I know, scored the worst and whatever else. But, like, the problem isn't so much in the passing game, which is what a lot of people think about tight ends. The problem is in the efficiency of the running game. You average 3 yards per carry, run the ball. That's kind of the issue. That is what you lose without George Kittle, without Kyle Juszczyk. Yeah. That's the killer. And then it's not only him. Go ahead, Wayne.
Well, no, I was stating it like the moment, you know, people were like, oh, Kyle Shanahan didn't run the ball a lot. Oh, we threw too much with Mac Jones. Oh, stop whining. Like, there's reasons why we didn't run the ball a lot. The blocking wasn't going to be there. You no longer had your fullback. Now you're using the tight end to ask to do what Juice does. It's just not going to be the same. You're already down your best blocking player on the football field in George Kittle. So just relax. We ran the ball enough to sustain the victory. So now with practice, maybe it will change up a little bit. But dang, like, we just, oh, we got to run the ball. No, we didn't. Mac Jones was making efficient throws. I needed to see Mac Jones make efficient throws. I kind of missed the efficient offense. I like the deep shots, the big plays down the football field. But damn, I kind of missed the efficient throws. I kind of missed the offense churning, you know, like a clock and good rhythm. But nonetheless, we got the win. Sorry.
So let's stick with that. Shout out to Uncle Phil, the best there is. Man, so great seeing you and your son in Seattle. It was a blast, my friend. He says, hashtag CC, hashtag BB.
Yeah.
Who's the quarterback versus the Cardinals? What do you?
It comes down to health. I mean, if it's 1 week, if Brock Purdy practices, he's playing. And I got a funny feeling that Brock Purdy's going to end up being like a game time decision, right? It's like he won't practice this week. And this is kind of like, John, isn't this like it's like Stratego, right? Like, this is what you kind of want the Cardinals. They got to prepare for two guys, not one, but two, right, John?
They play different. They throw different. They run different. They are different. They are different. They're not close to the same. So I've been under the opinion that I do think Brock Purdy will play this week. I thought he was a little bit of a long shot, but I thought there was a chance last week. The fact they didn't sign that third quarterback, I think, speaks volumes. But you got to see, can Brock Purdy efficiently plant and drive off that foot? If he can, he goes. If he can't, then you roll Mac Jones out there. And look, the NFL, and you're seeing this with Joe Burrow, who has turf toe, and he's going to miss 3 months.
Minimum 3 months.
Yeah, minimum 3 months. Like, you, if you can't plant and drive – and that was kind of the issue in week one. And that second half was Brock kind of quit stepping into his throws. They started floating a little bit more, all those things. So the good news with Mac Jones is you have a quality backup quarterback. I've been saying nonstop, he's the best number two quarterback the 49ers have had since Shanahan showed up. Mm-hmm. You only want your quarterback in the backup to go 5,500. That's all you want. If you get more than that, great. Well, he's already off to 1-0 start, but now you got a division game. Remember, the Cardinals did beat the Saints. And so it's a health thing. There is no quarterback controversy in 49ers. Anybody who says so is absolutely insane. There's no quarterback controversy. But I will say, I did not have Spencer Rattler and Mac Jones going 6 touchdowns, no interceptions.
I definitely didn't. I was a little mad at the defense. I'm not gonna lie. As good as the defense played, I think they gave up too many points.
Especially early. Like, you got lucky on those first two drives.
Oh, right,
like,
because they dropped. One was a touchdown drop. Was it Chris Olave dropped a touchdown? I know Juwan Johnson dropped. Like, I was just like, wow, right? But look,
and the field goal, like, it was just like, ooh.
Oh, yeah, Groupie missed the field goal, too. That's right. Yo, there was some missed points from the Saints. So you go back and watch this game, you're going to be like, dang, they missed on some opportunities. And the Niners, you know, I felt like they capitalized on their opportunities in this game. They were 2-for-2 in the red zone. I mean, what more can you ask for? You go 100% in the red zone, you get there two times, you get touchdowns out of that, I'm all for it. It's still working on their third down. They're 53% from third down completion percentage, which is a little bit higher. They were 50% week one, 53% week two. So maybe it'll just continue to creep up, dude, and it'll get a little bit better. But
the 49ers are currently second in the NFL on third down conversions.
I love it, right? I mean, I love it. My thing is this, though. They would be even better if they weren't so battered and bruised.
And so many third and longs, third and 14, third and 13, oh my God, third, yeah, and 13, third, oh, and 12. God. Like, and they're converting some of those, which is rare, but it's like, man, do yourself a favor. Give yourself the third and fours, the third and fives, instead of those third and longs. Stay ahead of the chains, which I haven't seen a lot of.
It's funny you say that, John, though, because I do feel that the Niners would probably struggle to convert third and fours. Because the run defenses will be on the run blitzing, so they can't run. They're going to have to throw it. But the third and longs, I feel like it just gives them more space, more to play, and more opportunity to make the play. I mean, it gives us knots in our stomachs. But I think the Niners believe when they go out there in the football field, they can convert a third and 95. Like, I really do.
It's weird. It was like that with Jimmy G, too. You remember?
It was the same thing.
Plays and like all that
we
stuff.
Need a third down guy. Kendrick Bourne. Jimmy G. Oh, hey. Man.
Hey. Hey, I hope you guys bet with us. We had another positive week. We increased your bankroll 25% with our week two bets. If you haven't started betting, you know you got to go with my bookie.
You know that one guy in the group chat who had a five-leg parlay week one and just wouldn't shut up about it for the rest of the season? That could be you. My bookie makes it super easy to get into the action. College football, NFL, super contest, survivor pools, casino, blackjack, whatever it is you want, they got it. All the spreads, player props, and in-game lines you could want all under one roof. And if you're new to my bookie, use our code 49ers, 49ERS, up to $500 is fully covered. You make your play. Let's say it doesn't hit. You get all of it right back up to $500 when you opt in using your bet back bonus, and you get it back. It's just what it is. Comes with a one-time rollover if you use it. Now, no better time to jump in, no better place to play. Plus, we have all of our weekly bets and season bets up on our Patreon and the49ersrush.com. So if you don't know how to get started, we've got it made for you. We show you what we bet. We show you what's out there, and we will cover that with you. It's going to be a good time. So, football's back. Let's make some money with MyBookie, promo code 49ERS. Let's go. All right, we always post our bets on Friday or Saturday. I'm not traveling for 2 weeks, Wayne. Can you believe that?
Get a home. Break. Yeah.
I know I need it. It was a good 2 weeks, but whew. Those miles, they add up. That's all I'm saying. Now, we got this great question from Cam, and you start your comment off like this, you're probably going to get it read. The best channel on the 49ers topic. I appreciate that, man. You are the best. What can the Niners do? He says they're going to get a Super Bowl. Doesn't say when. How do they keep Robert Saleh and Kyle Shanahan? How do these two amazing coaches, like the Niners have one of the best play callers on the offense and defensive side currently. We're starting to see the change. Is Saleh just a rental until, I mean, he's already proven he's such a good coach. Is somebody going to try to snipe him again? Or do you think the Niners get to have Saleh for a year or two?
I mean, it's kind of tough, right? It all comes down to Saleh. Like, we're asking a question that is kind of hard to answer. I mean, if Saleh is over the fantasy of being a head coach, maybe he would stay in San Francisco and continue to, build. But most head coaches, I mean, and I think his pay grade is kind of head coach money right now, if I'm not mistaken. So if there's not a big difference in that and less responsibility, maybe Saleh just remains a defensive coordinator here. But it's nothing like winning as the head guy in charge, like, right? And so I believe at some point he's going to want to go and be a head coach again and take everything that he's learned. As far as Kyle Shanahan, I literally don't see him going anywhere ever.
I don't either.
I don't know why people. You could put him on your hot seat. You could put him on a hot plate. You could put him on a hot platter. I just feel like Kyle Shanahan is here to stay, and I'm for it. You know, like, it's unfortunate events that happened to why we weren't able to win a couple of Super Bowls, but damn it, he's gotten us to that game two times. And you know what the key is? Him figuring out health. If Kyle could figure out the health code, shoot. And luck, right? Health and luck. Like, some of that stuff just happens. We're seeing a different Kyle Shanahan. We're seeing him move on from players. And that started last season. He dropped Ronnie Bell at the blink of an eye because he couldn't catch a pass. He's dropping players. He dropped Jake Moody this year because he couldn't make a field goal. He couldn't make an extra point. Couldn't make a whatever, right? And so, like, we're seeing him not hold on to players anymore, and that's great. But unfortunately, he's still dealing with the unluck of the health bill, right? It's just tough. So it's a pace for Kyle Shanahan. It's a long season drawn up. Salah's got his guys fired up. Kyle Shanahan has to be very, strategic, because he's got to keep the core of his players as healthy as possible for that long haul. Remember, we don't get a bye till week 14. But to answer your question, I don't see those guys going anywhere. Robert Saleh, people will come asking him to head coach. Maybe he'll turn it down. I don't know.
And hopefully I think Shanahan does this, where he interviews people and hires them as a coordinator and says, look, give me those two dream jobs, and if you get one of those chances, you go there. If not, I don't want you taking the job. You remember, like, D'Amico, like, waved off the Vikings job, and you had Saleh waved off a few jobs. Like, hopefully Robert Saleh learned, don't go to toxic environments like the Jets. Don't go there. And so hopefully he stays until he gets a dream head coach job. He's only 47. I think he's going to be a head coach again. He's just too likable. His personality is amazing. The players love him. He's a good play caller. It's just the Jets, it's pretty damn hard to be successful there. Now, agency asks, can you extend Saleh like they do players midseason? Yes. You can extend him any time, but yes, the problem is he's already the highest paid defensive coordinator in the NFL. Now, they don't have to disclose how long, how much, or any of that they are being paid, but he's already the top paid DC. So he gets to stay as long as he wants to stay. Now, listen to these ranks for Robert Saleh and the 49ers defense after 2 weeks. Out of 32 teams, first in fumbles, second in tackle for losses, sixth in total yards, sixth in passing yards, seventh points, seventh turnovers, seventh rushing touchdowns, seventh third down percentage. Come on, man. Like, I'm not saying we're a top 10 defense, and I know you haven't really played great teams, but, man, Seattle looked freaking great. But, like, you're doing what you got to do defensively. Back-to-back weeks on the road, it's working. I think that the 49ers can go as long as this 49ers defense takes them. So whenever the question is, how good are the 49ers, if they have a top 10 defense, if they just have a close to average special teams, which are still not there yet, get some of these offensive players back that are healthy, George Kittle, Ayuk, DeMarcus Robinson suspended, Brock Purdy. Dude, why? Why can this team not compete for a division title? Why can this team not host games in the playoffs when they're built like this?
Yeah, I mean, it all starts with the defense. And we watched Robert Saleh kind of come in and chisel away, kept the core, and then add a bunch of new guys. And so the new guys, there's going to be growing pains. The question is, how much will they develop by getting the reps? I have been so stickler on giving these young players reps so you can really see, can they learn? Can they progress? Can they do this? How can you tell if a player is not on the football field? And I feel like over several years, Niners would draft these players. They got these pretty good high ceilings, but because they can't crack the lineup, because you got veterans starting, they're not getting the reps. Then when they get out there, it's a bad rep, and then now they look bad, and then they can't really recover from it. I love everything that Saleh is doing. He's building the defense up, not from ground zero, but from a low ground, right? Like, you had a couple of few key pieces, and now it's time to add in my specialties. And so you're getting that. I mean, if you go and watch week one to week two, both defenses, although they both finished the game and they looked good, they were different, right? This week, Saints, Kellen Moore decided to pick on freaking the young kids. He was picking on Upton Stout. He was picking on Marquise Siegel. Marquise Siegel gave up the touchdown. He gave up also an explosive play. He was in there in coverage, but he just didn't, he couldn't make the play. And so that's going to happen. But the key is, how quick are those guys going to learn from those small minor mistakes? And that's what we're going to have to sit back and find out. So I think this team is going to go as far as their defense will take them. That's why they say offense, you know, offense sells tickets, defenses win championships. And you got to get to the big dance, the final game, the Super Bowl, with your defense, finding ways to win those tight, close, gritty games when the weather changes, man. It's going to be crazy. But, yeah, this team is definitely competitive, man. They won two games on the road. It doesn't matter if it was the Seahawks or the Saints. They still had to travel. They still had adversity against them. And they still found ways to win. Got to give the Niners more credit.
Yeah, I love that. And so, like, I will say this. Like, man, you played Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Cooper Kupp, and Chris Olave. All of them going right at Upton Stout. Now, week three, now the Cardinals beat the Saints, but they don't have that illustrious slot wide receiver that's anywhere near Kupp.
They're going to put their tight end in the slot. This is going to be a fun game.
But one of my favorite adjustments was your boy Jair Brown out there for those first two series in the
big
nickel.
He had good plays. He played good. He played
good.
Yeah,
it was only like 10 snaps, but dude made them count.
He played good. Listen, when you get benched, man, it'll wake your ass up, man. Like, I don't know what it is, but he played good. And if you want to know about the Fred Warner fumble play, that was Jair Brown closing out on that tackle. Jair Brown got him down. Fred Warner came in and made the play. So you want to talk about tag team, double dragon, yeah, whatever you want to call it. That was dope.
Dude, hit me with the double
Vicky!
Dragon.
Vicky!
I know. I see Vicky in there. She was incredible this weekend. Shout out to the illustrious Heather Morgan, who seems to be doing relatively well after surgery. We love you guys. We love you guys.
Tell Mom we're praying for her. Love you.
The best there is. Alexander has this question. I like this. Which rookie are you more excited about?
Oh, Stout. It's always Stout. It's always Stout. Always. Listen, I'm a Stout guy. That's my guy. It's my guy. And you can pick on him all you want. The thing about Stout is, he gonna learn. I feel like his recovery from making mistakes happens a lot quicker. Now, Siegel is gonna get tested by the tight ends. Good luck, because he's gonna have to play a series of them. Next up, probably one of the best tight ends in the NFL, right? So he's gonna have to step up and have a game, be physical with McBride. Without drawing penalties, without drawing flags, it's going to be a good matchup. That's probably my matchup of the week right there. Siegel versus McBride.
Man, hopefully the Niners just keep that matchup away. I don't want that.
I don't want it either, but I want, you know what I want, though? I want to see Siegel step up to the challenge and execute.
Like, He'll hit him, but I want him to cover him. I know he's going to hit him. You know what I mean? Like, he brings
that was
the
funny.
Thunder. But
he
like,
does bring the thud. Yeah, he does.
Coverage, that's the weak point. Now, what's funny is, like, we up to, you said Stout. I think that's it. But, dude, there's two more defensive rookies and an offensive rookie that we could have made this whole damn show about, and that's what we're going to talk about next.
49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get autographed. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Can we talk about Mikael Williams? This dude got two tackle for losses already, crushing in the run game. What are your thoughts on the rookie first-round pick so far? Like, I feel like it is exactly what the 49ers wanted, exactly what they ordered, and it's just already paying dividends.
I know you're a film guy, so I'm going to go to the film. It was one particular play where he had to contain out on the edge. He wasn't fast enough for Spencer Rattler, but he was long enough to force him to go out of bounds. That was my favorite play. I love the tackle for losses. Don't get it twisted. I mean, I'm all like, yeah, right? I love that. But the fact that he was able to use his body and angle to still force a quick, shifty quarterback to get out of bounds, didn't draw a penalty, didn't do that, that's setting the edge. And that's what I like to see, and I need more of that. Now, the more reps he gets, the better he's going to get. So this your first-round pick, and that's what you need him up there doing. Also, when he was lined up next to Nick Bosa, that is, good God, that is a force to be reckoned with. I need more. You know what I'm saying? I need more. I want more. Give me more of that. Also, I like the rep of Alfred Collins. Alfred Collins had this one rep, John, where – he said, F the offensive line. I'm getting the pressure. F what you heard about me. I'm going to get the pressure. He was like there. Like, didn't make the play, didn't get the sack or whatever, but the pressure was there. And so, like I said, man, you're getting a lot of positive play from these young guys. And then you're getting some negative penalties. That some of those penalties are to the discretion of the refs. There's nothing you could do about it.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, can they learn from those? That's the key.
Dude, I kept saying, like, you know, it's a matter of when, not if, with Alfred Collins. Like, he's just got too much talent, too much size, too much experience, changing schemes, changing all that stuff. But, man, you're seeing it. You're seeing him defeat double teams. You're seeing him anchor better against duo. You're seeing him get the pass rush, you know, productivity. He's always had the hustle. Dude, biggest dude on the field, but never stops running. Like, he's always there. And so I just love, you know, he got 24 snaps, and I think that's just where he should be at.
Yeah. And rotate him in. Because Jordan Elliott's playing well.
Gosh, he is.
On your run, I mean, and just think about this, man. He was hurt last year, but they signed him as a free agent. And we kept saying, like, is he going to be healthy? Is he going to be good? Like, what is Jordan Elliott going to bring? Oh, he's the run defense. He is the run defense. Like, he is bounce that running back behind, back outside type run defense. I like what we're getting from him up front. And I hate to say it, I think Khalil Davis is playing pretty good too. So the Niners' defensive front is only going to get better. The defense is only going to get better as long as they can stay healthy.
That's
they did lose Saron Neal to a concussion. That's your special teams guy.
And Filthy Casual asks this, is CJ West doing okay? Look,
absolutely.
The 49ers have basically turned their defensive tackle room into you stop the run, and then we're going four defensive ends on every pass down. NASCAR package for Robert Saleh used to be three defensive ends, one tackle. Not anymore. Etur Gross-Matos, Mikael Williams, Sam Oh, all playing defensive tackle. Like, this is, you're seeing the evolution of the quote-unquote NASCAR package. Now, you're susceptible against draw plays and whatever else because – you got four defensive ends out there, but the snap counts, the snap rates for these defensive tackles, there's not that many out there. CJ West played 13 snaps. Like, that's fine.
He had nine pass rushing snaps.
Yeah.
He didn't get any pressures, but, you know,
Let them work it in there. Like, mm-hmm. it's just going to take time and patience. These are rookies. These are rookies that both got hurt and missed time. Alfred Collins missed, you know, all of OTAs. CJ West missed most of the preseason.
Correct.
And, yeah, I know he was great.
And so did Mykal Williams.
And so did Mykal Williams. So did Upton Stout. So did Marquise. Like, all of them had to do injuries and overcome that. Now, and this was not part of the question earlier, but which rookie am I most excited about? I'm going to go with the other rookie that Wayne said earlier, the offensive rookie, Connor freaking Colby.
About time. I've got, look.
I know you.
No, not about time for you. It was all a matter of time. Like, first of all, steal of the draft, hands down. And I know it's hard to say it's an offensive lineman, but listen, the value that you got in the seventh round. Now, he's a liability in the run game, but which offensive lineman isn't for the San Francisco 49ers? John, the offensive zone scheme must be one of the hardest things to do because the Niners' offensive line is struggling in run blocking. It just is. It doesn't matter who it is. I think Trent Williams is the best run blocker. Freaking Jake Brendel had the highest run blocking grade this past week, and we're not That's used to great. Saying that. No. But my point is, the gaps, the schemes, whatever they're trying to do to get to these outside zone working, it's just not working as quickly as possible. So you got to give that time. But I tell you what, Connor Colby can protect his quarterback. Like I tell you that. So this is what we needed. And his time is up. His time is here. His time is now. Unfortunately, it's due to the injury of Ben Bartsch. Ben Bartsch came off the NFI thing earlier. We thought he was going to be good to go. He played.
He got
himself.
Rolled up pretty bad. He got rolled up pretty bad.
And then this game, he got rolled up pretty bad. So it's unfortunate. High ankle sprain for him. 6 to 8 weeks, I believe, is the timetable for his return. I feel like they're going to put him on the IR. So we're going to get some Connor Colby, some Nick Zakel.
Yeah, I and look,
I didn't like the sigh. I didn't like that sigh.
Well, I hate the because okay, here's why I sigh. I struggle because Ben Bartsch now has more injuries than games played for the 49ers in
100%.
2 years. But you watch the tape. What does the tape say? Like, he's been dealing with the knee issue. This dude gets blindsided because Jake Brendel pancaked a dude. What the hell is that about? Right into the back of his leg. Like, I don't care who you are, and you know, I understand the whole injury prone, whatever. Dude, you get rolled up behind your leg. It ain't got nothing to do with the injury prone. Like, people don't bend that way.
I know, but that's a freak injury. That's a freak mishap. I'm not going to blame Jake Brendel for blocking his guy.
No, like, that's you know not what I mean. I hope that didn't come across. I was just shocked. Brendel pancaked a guy. Pancaked a guy two
twice
plays in a row.
Yeah. So like back you get plays. Yeah. So you get good play from Brendel, and it's just unfortunate that his own man, you know, the guy is rolling up. It happens. It's football, especially on the offensive line. And you're seeing it across the NFL. I mean, it is what it is. But he's not – what I was saying was he was coming into the season off of an injury. Mm-hmm. And knee. So that's knee, right. And so that's a little ginger right there. And so you're hoping that knee is fully strong and ready to go. And now he's dealing with an ankle. So knee, ankle, same leg – it's all gonna hurt. So I think you just got you put him on the IR, you let him heal, and then you'll be getting a guy kind of sort of what they did with what's the dude from last year, Feliciano. You'll get a veteran back around the playoff time, right?
Yeah,
if you choose to bring him back.
If you choose to. And I, you know, I love this from Ben. Connor Colby's our new permanent starting left guard. Like, I'm gonna be really honest with you, he is playing so consistently good that it's weird. And I know it's going to break at some point. It has to. But like Connor Colby, you see 75 out there and it's just like, holy freaking. His very first play in the game, they run a cutoff block right off of his block. He was the lead block for, it was like a 7 or 8 yard gain by Christian McCaffrey. One of the better ones of the game. Like, dude just shows up and just does his damn job. And with his mullet look itself, just gets it done. Like, I'm not concerned about Connor Colby. I know the rookie wall happens, but that dude has just played so consistently well because Ben Bartsch has been hurt so much. He's already played in 2 games. So,
look, luckily you got a rookie that I think could come in here and keep the consistency and continuity going. So I'm down for it. It's Colby time. Obviously, there's gonna be some snaps, some reps where he's not gonna win the one on ones or whatever they throw at him. But let's see what the big fella's made of against a division rival this week. It's gonna be interesting.
Oof. Yeah, they've got a lot of injuries too. You know, they're Walter Nolan hasn't played yet. He's on IR. Yeah. Like they've got a lot of guys that are out on the interior, but the Jonathan Gannon defense, they're going to be coming hard. They play very strong, very heavy, intensive focus on the defensive line. So, yeah, those matchups are coming. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, and he's playing next to Trent Williams, too, and usually it's like a boost up when you're playing next to the All-Pro. You kind of – I always feel like that Lakin Tomlinson situation, like Lakin was one way, and then Trent came, and then Lakin became All-Pro. Like second-team All-Pro.
He plays for the Cardinals now, doesn't he?
He's about to get that ass whipped. So this is going to be fun. Like, I'm telling you right now, this is going to be fun. It's going to be a fun game.
Make sure I got the right team here.
I can't wait to hear
it. Oh, no, he's on Seattle. That's right. He's on Seattle.
He got that ass whipped. How about that?
Yeah, he did. He did. Yeah. So, yeah, happy for I like Lakin. I'm one of the better trades, man. They fleeced whenever they got him for pennies on the dollar and turned him into a Pro Bowler. Then
Pro Bowler, that's what it was. Not All-Pro. Yeah. He was a Pro Bowler. Thank you, John.
I'll take that. Hey, speaking of division games, we are giving away two tickets, which we're getting pretty close to in about 9 days. So 49ers at Rams SoFi Week 5. You get two tickets to the 200 section sitting together with a pink parking pass, the only place you're allowed to tailgate at Levi's. These are going for over $1,500. Great tickets. If you want to go see the Niners play in SoFi, guess what? All you got to do is go to the 49ersrush.com/Rams or click the link in this description. It's one chance for $20 or three chances for $50. And here's the best part about it. All the proceeds, every single penny, goes to my boy Bruno, 3-year-old fighting through leukemia, a friend of the family, amazing kid. So if you want to win the tickets, win them, sell them. I don't give a damn. Support a good cause. We are trying to help the family out as best we can. That's what we are trying to do. So, again, click the description of the video. We're going to be announcing those next Thursday, September 25th at 10 a.m. live on this show. But, yeah, support a good cause. Get some great tickets. Go check it out. Now, can we talk about Trent Williams? And people saying, oh, Trent's not Trent, and Trent's washed. And
you don't want to have this conversation with me. You don't want to have this conversation.
The tape didn't say that. Then he goes out there. Not only is he analytically like highest rated player for either team, he's out there crushing people at the second and third level. That dude was folding people up like camping chairs and just like in the middle of the play. Made it look easy.
I thought the week one tape, I said to you, John, they were Swiss Army and knife and Trent Williams, man. They was hitting them from three situations at the same time. He just couldn't really get – he didn't have the bearings. You know what I'm saying? I think week one, if Trent looked bad, because they talked about they gave up the six pressures, on three of those plays, I felt it was pressure from somebody else's man. How is Trent supposed to block the other guy's guy if he's blocking his guy? Like, make that make sense to me. So, yeah, I think PFF got that wrong. Just like I think PFF got the pressure on Colt McKivitz wrong, too. I don't think McKivitz gave up the sack. Mac Jones had 90 seconds to throw the ball, and he just didn't. And obviously,
on Mac Jones.
That was on Mac. But they gave the sack, they credit the sack to Colt McKivitz. That's a bad credit. That PFF, y'all fucking up. Y'all need new people to work.
You hold that ball for 3 seconds.
But you got to give him the ball or move or step up in the pocket.
The reason why my voice is gone is because I'm just like, throw it. And he just held on to it for way too long, gave him a chance to get back in the game. I'm with you, man. Mac Jones, there were about probably 3 or 4 plays where he just held the ball too long.
Yeah, he said it too. So, like, he knew. But back to Trent, man, he all-pro'd everybody on Sunday against the Saints. And it was against one of his good friends, Cam Jordan. And it was really good to watch.
Dude, I sat down where I was sitting in the stadium of the Superdome. The guy in front of me was wearing a Cam Jordan. Now, Cam Jordan's my favorite non-49er football player.
He's just a great guy, right? Like,
love on off the field, love him talking trash, all that stuff. And so I'm chatting up with this dude, and I'm just asking him questions. Dude, tell me about Cam Jordan. Like why'd you buy that jersey? Like, whatever else. But yeah, Trent versus Cam, Trent shut his ass down.
There's
73 years between them, but
it's when Trent gets them young whippersnappers that got like nothing but energy.
And the Trent's tweeners. Got
the tweeners. There you go.
Yeah, those small little.
There you go. There you go.
Dingleberries.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
I thought Trent played well, man, and I think he's going to do it again and continue to, you know, I think with a lot of people, at least some of the people that I know personally, they felt like just Trent didn't look like he was in football shape in week one. Maybe he wasn't, you know. He didn't play any of the preseason. He didn't play, he barely practices. So maybe he wasn't. But, you know, on a bum knee, kind of like a game time decision, Trent went out there and put out some of his best film and best work. And it was really good to see him help his team get that dub and celebrate.
Yeah, I freaking love it, man. I love it. Now, all right, we got to wrap the show up talking about this. Mac freaking Jones started just level 10 entered. He was with the Boombox guys. Like, how cool was that?
I mean, why are you surprised? I mean, Mac Jones, the best dressed player on the team. Are you watching his outfits?
Him walking at the after he got drafted?
Yeah. But that was draft night. I'm talking about right now. Mac Jones got style.
Who?
Right. Mac Jones. Hey, Mac. Right. He's got some style. And I know because I got style. Somebody asked me on one of my posts. They were like, why is he wearing those socks? I'm like, man, just stay in your lane, bro. It's a whole different game when you can rock certain shoes without the socks. Certain shoes, you just don't wear socks, man.
I can't do it.
The slippers, you don't wear the socks on the slippers, man. Like, that's like putting slippers on your feet. You got socks. No. On them Louis Vuittons, you're not rocking socks. Mac Jones looked good. Like, Mac Jones got some style to me. I just like it. He got a little swag to his game. And it doesn't help. You can tell he went to Alabama. Come on, man. Them cats are championships. They winning. Mac Jones was smoking Stokes at the age of 17, man. Like, that cat. I like him. I'm glad he's with us. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think Miss Cynthia said on my show yesterday, she was like, I'm glad Kyle went out and got him. John and Kyle and whoever else, that was a good signing. Great signing.
Dude, I'm loving the comment section. It is
socks and Crocs.
I will say this. I never thought I would have so much fun cheering for Mac Jones against Spencer Rattler. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's just what the NFL is. And you see it across the league with all these quarterbacks getting hurt. Like, this is the new NFL. And when you have a backup quarterback that can go out and execute your offense, which I've been saying all freaking up. Yeah, they're killing it in there, man. This is just too much. This is just too much.
I done messed up, man. Sorry, Mac.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Yo, he said Mac is wearing the same disco suit he wore in 78, bro. That's style. Listen, man.
It comes look, back. It
that's
comes
Mac.
Back.
That look, and if he put, I'm gonna tell you right now, if Mac Jones put on the buggy Gucci glasses, y'all can miss me. I'm gonna lose my shit. I can tell you right now, if he put on them joints from Casino, you know what I'm saying? That Joe Pesci was wearing or De Niro was wearing, it's a wrap. I just feel like that's Mac. That's Mac. And he won a game. Please let Mac start. I just want to see what he comes out in. We're not going to get that if Brock Purdy starts. I want to see what Mac comes out in.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Yeah, it's a little different. Brock Purdy's.
He don't shop at Kohl's. You know what I mean?
And Brock Purdy make way more money.
Rightfully so. Like, there's no quarterback competition. But, dude, Mac Jones laid it on the line whenever he had that run for, like, 13 yards. And
who told me,
like,
Mac couldn't run? Who told me Mac couldn't run?
It was tough as hell. I mean, he's a goober. You know, he runs. He don't run like Brock runs. But he put it out there. And that's the thing. Whenever you're in a huddle, like, I've been in that situation. When you're a coach or you've been in a huddle and you have a guy that will literally freaking play behind his pads and get out there and fight for the first down, which he got on that play. Dude, that's easy to go out there and just be like, hell yeah, let's roll with this. So you've got this. And probably the best thing about Mac Jones, it's not a one-year deal. It's a two-year deal.
Yeah, it was smart.
And it's cheap.
It's $10
million? Yeah, over two
up
years.
Up to 10. I was going to say up to 10. Yeah. He has to earn it, though. Like, you know what I mean? I think it was, what, 7? And then it's up to 10 if he does certain incentives?
Yeah.
Can we look that up?
Yeah. I want to.
Oh, yeah, because I don't want to say the wrong stuff because I don't – the way y'all – never
y'all
mind.
Get them. Y'all get them.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all get them.
Yeah. So let's miss it.
They don't let stuff miss now.
No, man. Y'all got to stay sharp. Y'all too sharp. Y'all swift on y'all toes.
Okay. So it is Mac Jones signed a 2-year, $8.4 million deal.
Mm-hmm.
So only 4.7 is guaranteed. So yeah. I mean, there's a lot of extras on there.
So how much can he earn up to is what I'm saying.
So with the total guaranteed, man, 8.4.
So is this 8.4?
Now, here are the bonus incentives that don't go into the contract.
Right? That's what I was asking. There. Okay.
He gets a 50. If he has 50% regular season snaps plus a playoff berth, he gets another $500,000.
There you
25
go.
Snaps and a regular season win, 100,000. So he has to do. So he's not there yet. 25 snaps. He's already got the regular season win, but he would have to start another 3 games to get that qualifier. I mean,
if Brock Purdy's. Oh, let me ask you this. Do you think the 49ers should let him start 3 more games, let Brock fully heal?
No.
Okay.
If Brock can plant, I want Brock playing. That's it.
Okay. All right.
Like,
all right.
But I sleep better at night knowing that you don't have that horrible quarterback two coming in and just being in that situation.
Who was the worst quarterback two of Kyle Shanahan's tenure?
Man, last year was Brandon Allen. Injured Brandon Allen was like the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh my God, yeah, because who did we want them to play? And they played
Josh Dobbs.
Josh Dobbs, that's right.
And not that Dobbs is amazing, but like he can create. But like Brandon Allen had a broken hand, and he fumbled the ball on his own like twice. You remember? Like that was a Buffalo game.
I remember. Look, you got some C.J. Beathards. I thought Jimmy Garoppolo was pretty bad as a quarterback too.
Yeah, Beathard was bad.
Yeah, Beathard was bad.
But hey, we got Brock Purdy because of CJ Beathard. So like that was the positive there, right? So like because when he left, we got that comp pick that turned into Brock Purdy.
Turned into Brock's, yeah.
And he was tough. And we also got George Kittle because of CJ Beathard. So like I don't see that as a negative. He was tough as hell at least. But Nick Mullins was the one that drove me crazy. Just all the interceptions, man. Just like every other drive was.
He had one good game, and we thought. He was about to save this franchise.
Was it the Raiders? Like
it was the Raiders, bro. It was the Raiders, man.
I'll take that.
The Raiders. Then he was just terrible. Like
he's still playing. He's still out there. I think it was with the Vikings or something. Like we might even see him play. Look at Phil. Appreciate Super Chat. How long will we keep Mac Jones? You keep him this year, next year? He's already building the resume. Like
yeah.
His agent's like, man, we should have just done a 1-year deal. Like, because he would have got paid now. Like everybody's seen him.
Yeah. So. You know what's funny though? I mean, look, I'm gonna tip my hat to Mick Lombardi, who got him ready for that game, because I was a little worried about our quarterbacks coach. I'm not gonna lie, but I think Mick, stepped up and got his quarterback. His quarterback was prepared. Little jitters early in the game. He 3 incomplete passes, and you know. They didn't look good. And I'm like, okay.
It was rough. That was a rough start.
So we'll get him on the next series. Maybe we'll run it here or there. You know what I mean? But, man, how cool is it to watch Mac settle in and, turn into the Big Mac?
Yeah. I love it, man. Guys, make sure whatever you do, you go check out Wayne's channel. The Wayne Breezy, wherever you watch, listen, subscribe, social media. He's everywhere. He does everything. He needs his own TV channel. I need that variety show. I've been requesting it for about 6 years now.
Keep requesting it. It will happen.
I know, dude. Sure. You're too talented, man. People don't know. They haven't seen you on stage. If you've never seen Wayne on stage, I smiled non-freaking side. Jacksonville, dude, freaking tore the house down, man.
We had a blast. Oh, wait till we get to Houston this year. Houston's gonna be big. Yeah. Houston's gonna be crazy. All right.
So
if you no, right. Oh shoot, the end of October. So make sure if you don't go to any other game or go to any other Rush road trip, you're at that one. And then you can follow us up to New York because we're gonna be in New York too. So this is gonna be a back to back John and Wayne in your cities. So
you know how many
fun.
Times I get asked, like, on these roads, where's Wayne?
I know.
And I was like, he's not here right now. But he coming to the other one. So they're excited.
Sorry, guys.
No. It's not a bad thing. It's just, dude, we gotta make our money. We gotta do our thing. And we love you for that, man. Now that's gonna wrap up our show. I gotta go pick up the kiddo. He's at the college class for the first time, so I'm excited
kiddo.
About that. There we go. Check out Wade's channel. I have to say thank you to our executive producers, Corey Robbins. Gotta hang out with him this weekend. 49ers George and David Gill. Yeah, man. He is the absolute best. But for everybody else, how good are the 49ers? Good enough to win this damn division and cause some problems. That's what I believe. Till next time, Wayne, you are the best. And for everybody else out there, stay strong, faithful.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.